Hey friends, I am so happy you're here. I'm Annie, your host, and welcome to the Let's Get Uncomfy podcast, where I'm right here next to you navigating this crazy, beautiful journey called life. And if I've learned one thing over the years of pivoting my life from military officer to entrepreneur and business owner to content creator and world traveler, it's that we all go through ups and downs. Maybe you're going through some shit right now, or maybe you're living your best life. Either way, I found this journey through life to be one of tremendous discovery about myself and what I want out of it, but also how the world works and how that affects me. I also know that getting uncomfy and following the heart tugs has always led me in the right direction. So I want you to know that you're not alone on this roller coaster of life. I'm figuring it out and bringing you along with me. So hang on. We're gonna dig deep and dive in. Let's get uncomfy. You guys, I'm back. Happy Monday. Showing up 2 Mondays in a row for you guys because I told you that I would. And I am in the habit of doing the things I say I'm going to do and keeping the promises I make to myself. Who is freaking with me? Actually, I had a different episode scheduled for today, and I'm throwing this one in here today because I felt it was the right thing to do. I am in the midst of a super strong heart tug, and I wanted to walk you guys through it and what I'm feeling, what's coming up for me, because I want you to be able to recognize when your heart tugs are coming up. I want you to not feel alone when those excuses and the fear and the reasoning and the overthinking happens. And I just want to walk you through this process of what it looks like for me to follow those heart tugs, and kind of what's going on in my head, because I think far too often, far too many of us ignore these heart tugs. And if there's one thing I tell you guys to do, it is to follow them. I listen to my own advice, believe it or not, and I'm experiencing a really strong heart tug that is crazy. So I wanted to just get on here and go through it with you guys. But I do want to start kind of a little bit more at the beginning, because I think the point where I'm at in following my heart tugs, listening to my gut feelings, my instincts, I have gotten really good at it, right? But it only comes with practicing, with allowing that intuition to speak. And if you haven't been in the habit of that, if you've been in the habit more so of ignoring your intuition and your gut feelings, you know, it might be a little bit harder to recognize when they're coming up. So I kind of wanted to chat through the beginning with you guys. And I wanted to give you an example. Imagine if you're somebody who you're like, gosh, Anio is always talking about these heart tugs. Like, I don't get them. Like, I don't have them. I don't really feel called for anything. Like, I don't know what she's talking about. You know, maybe that one crazy dream or goal I have, but that is so far-fetched that I would never do that. I would never go for it. You know, what the heck? What's wrong with me? You know, no, there's nothing wrong with you. This is me speaking to you now. If that describes you, if you resonate with what I kind of just explained, not at all is there anything wrong with you. You have simply gotten in the habit of ignoring your gut and not trusting yourself enough to follow the heart tugs. And it's really hard to go from not following any and not listening at all to your intuition to, oh my God, I'm gonna quit my job, start this business, break up with my boyfriend, move across the country, and wing it, right? Like, that sounds crazy, especially when you don't have the proof in your life and in your experiences to have the confidence in yourself to listen to those heart tugs, right? So I want to give you guys an example, right? Like, if you have a friend that's calling you all the time and you don't answer, after a little bit of time, this friend is probably going to start calling less and less, right? They're getting the hint. Like, you don't want to talk. You don't have time for them. And eventually, you know, human behavior shows us and tells us that eventually this person's going to stop calling altogether, okay? And if you weren't answering, maybe you don't even notice. Maybe you're just like, okay, well, that's, you know, one more voicemail I don't have to listen to. Or you don't even recognize the absence because it wasn't a thing in your life that you gave energy to, put energy toward. You know what I mean? So if you're constantly ignoring those calls, she's going to stop calling. Okay. Imagine now, years down the road, you're like, wow, I have that friend, you know, years ago who was a teacher, and now I have this question. I am, you know, curious about this one thing. And this person, okay, this is a very far-fetched example, but hopefully you're hanging with me. You're like, oh, that person. And you call them up, and it's like wrong number. Line disconnected. They're not there. Now you have no way to contact them, right? You're like, oh, dang, that would have been a perfect person. Like, I wonder where they're at. I wonder what they're up to. Okay. Well, it's not that they don't exist anymore. They didn't fall off the face of the earth. It's just that you severed the relationship by not answering the calls, by not putting energy toward the relationship, and to just simply expect that you can go back and be like, oh, let me just call this person up for something I need, is a little crazy. Okay. So now that whole example is me trying to relate and show you guys that if you've been ignoring and not picking up the phone when your intuition calls, when those heart tugs call, when, you know, years, months, whatever that looks like down the road, you decide, oh, I want to start now following my intuition, you know, it's going to be not as simple as simply just giving it a call and being like, hi, where are you, intuition? Where I'm ready for you. I'm ready. You know, with that friend, you might have to go, you know, find mutual friends and get their number again. You might have to text them, ask what they're up to. You might, you know, look into what they got going on so you have relevant questions to ask them. You might have to start with building the foundation of that relationship again because it's nothing, right? So that's the same thing with your intuition. We got to start small. And I'm just going to say, everybody has intuition. Everybody has gut feelings. Everybody has heart tugs. You know, it's just really a matter of, have you been open and willing to have that be a relationship in your life, you with your intuition? And if not, it's okay. We can cultivate that. We can create that. But it starts with the small feelings, the small heart tugs, the small gut instincts that you have every single day. Because I bet you do. You've just gotten in a habit of ignoring them. So when randomly you're on your way to work and your heart, you know, your heart says like, oh, go the other way. Take the long way. Do it. When randomly a person pops in your head from college and you're like, oh my God, I haven't thought about that person in forever, reach out to them. When you're walking in the grocery store and you see someone with a really cute outfit, but maybe they seem a little not approachable and maybe a little angry, and you're really, you'd be like, ah, no, they would not want me to compliment their outfit, or it's pointless, you know. Tell them their outfit is cute. Tell them, you know, smile on your face, spread positivity. If your heart is being like, gosh, that's a cute outfit, I want to tell that person, you know. You never know what these small things are going to, A, what the effect is going to be on your life, but what we're getting at here in this kind of like exercise towards cultivating this relationship with your intuition, it's going to prove to you that you end up in a safe place when you listen to these small moments of intuition. Okay. And that's what we need to do. We need to start with that foundation. You need to learn to trust yourself in the small moments so that when you do have those heart tugs to move across the country, quit your job, do the thing, da da da, you know, start the business, break up with the boyfriend, talk to that person, whatever, that those bigger things you don't have so much fear around, and it doesn't seem so crazy to listen to the heart tugs because you have proven to yourself, hey, every time I do this, I end up in a safe place. I am safe. I am secure. The person in the grocery store with the cute outfit didn't laugh in my face. And actually, she told me she was having a shit day and she appreciated my compliment and she smiled. You know, when you took the longer way around work, there was actually a pileup on the highway and you got to work fine. You know, when you reached out to that friend from college they just started a new job that has a connection for you that, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And obviously all these things are positive, right? So I want you to be prepared that when you start to follow these little things, that they might not all look like game-changing events. You know, you might compliment that girl in the grocery store and she actually might just kind of side-eye you and keep walking, okay? But what I want you to realize is, are you okay? Did she verbally or physically assault you for complimenting her? No. Is your life impacted very much either way? No. You're okay. You followed a heart tug and you're okay. When you took the longer way to work, you know, was there a pileup on the highway that you found out about later? No. Did anything happen? No. Were you late? Were you early? No. Nothing really changed. Okay. But did you get to work? Yes. Are you okay? Yes. Are you in a safe, secure place? Yes. And you listened to a heart tug. You know, when you reached out to that person from high school or college or whatever I said, maybe they didn't even respond. Okay. But are you safe? Are you secure? Are you okay? Yes. Okay. So that's the point I'm getting at here with doing these small things. You need to prove to yourself that listening to your heart tugs will ultimately get you in a safe place. And you know what? I, in full transparency, following these small things might actually lead to you to what might look like in the moment as negative things. Okay, so let's say with those same three examples, let's say you take the longer way to work and you get into a fender bender, right? Maybe you're texting, you look down, you accidentally bump someone's car. You're like, gosh, dang it. If I were on the highway, this wouldn't have happened. Oh my God, I'm such an idiot. First off, that is not the reaction to have. You know, sit there, and this is what I would encourage you to do. Sit there and think, okay, well, what is the alternative? Maybe, and this is just like to give yourself some context so that not everything is like the end of the world negative. Yeah, it's frustrating to get in a fender bender. Yes, I get it. You know, but what's the alternative? What if there were to be, what if you were texting on the highway and you got into a huge, a life-ending accident, right? So I would take a fender bender over a life-altering, life-ending accident any day. Maybe you do compliment that girl at the grocery store and she comes back, she's having a shit day and she comes back and says something nasty to you, which is crazy that who knows this could happen, whatever. Says something nasty to you and it hurts your feelings. You know, instead of being like, gosh, why the heck did I follow that heart tug? You know, reposition it as, huh, okay, this gives me an opportunity to reflect, you know, on the effect of someone's words on me. Ultimately, while it might hurt your ego a little bit in that moment, like, it's okay. And maybe you needed that little humble check, you know, or maybe, I don't know, I can't think of a reason right now, but maybe, okay, for the last example, for reaching out to somebody from your past, maybe they come at you and, you know, they're not friendly. They're not like connecting you with any sort of networking connection that you needed. Maybe they don't give you the null response of not even responding. Maybe they come back and something negative happens. I can't off the top of my head think about that. But, you know, and then you're like, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have follow that heart tug. Why did I even reach out to this? This just opened up drama and a can of worms. And oh my gosh, why did I do this? I thought I was, you know, following a heart tug. I thought it would all end up okay. You need to be prepared that the direct response and the immediate effect of following these heart tugs, they might be positive, they might be neutral, and they might be negative. And you have to be okay with all three of those because you have to have the faith and the trust that ultimately down the road, there is a purpose and it is positive and it is serving you. You know, I think everything in life, positive or negative in the moment, can be an opportunity for growth and for evolution in who you are. You can look at things however you choose to look at things, and that is your reality. So, you know, at the end of the day, even just following these small little, heart tugs, as we're calling them, and gut feelings and our intuition throughout the day. Even in following these small things, we can use this as a way to build our self-confidence. We can use it as a way to shift our mindset. We can use it as our way, as a way to open up the way we're perceiving life and what happens in front of us to be positive, right? So you can really change anything that's going on in your life to look positive, and then you can react based off of that. Guys, your reality is a direct result of your perception and your mindset around said reality. Your inner world, your mindset, your thoughts, that affects how you act, how you show up, your words and actions toward other people, right? So if you can get a control on that, and in following these heart tugs daily in the small things, it'll help you just get in the habit of, hey, I'm gonna follow this heart tug. Maybe you have a negative response. Well, I'm gonna shift this to be something positive. I'm gonna make this a growth moment instead of a negative thing that's gonna impact the rest of my day. And I'm gonna move on. And ultimately, boom, look, you just followed a heart tug and had a growth moment. That's a positive, if you ask me, regardless of what that little negative, potential negative outcome could have been, okay? So I've gotten in a really good habit of doing this all the time. And it doesn't make sense sometimes, like going the long way to work. It doesn't make sense. Or stopping at a certain place on your way to the gym. Like, okay, I didn't need to stop for this, but for some reason, I just felt like I did. Start listening to what you feel called to do day to day. And I promise you, it's gonna open those lines of communication with your intuition. That's what I have done over the past year, like years, like I'm talking like 10 years, okay? So be patient with yourself. Recognize that it does take time to rekindle that relationship with your inner you, just like it would with that friend that you stopped answering their calls. It's not just gonna happen on day one. It might not even happen within a year, 2 years, whatever. Like, you might have to put time, energy, and effort into rebuilding that relationship to where you can just pick up the phone and call them and ask for their help, right? So I just want you guys to be patient with yourself, recognize that it is a journey, and be okay with that and see that as a beautiful thing. Okay, so like I said, I am in the middle of a really strong heart tug, and I just wanted to show you guys what that looks like for me and what I'm gonna do about it, because I just think that that's something that could be helpful for anybody else that feels heart tugs or wants to feel heart tugs, or maybe you just want an insight on what this journey looks like for me. So, okay, I'm just going to spill. I'm not going to share this on Instagram. So if you guys are listening to this podcast, you're kind of getting a little inside scoop on what's going on in the life of Annie that Instagram isn't going to have for a while, probably, until I figure it out. So the heart tug is to ditch Dallas and move to Scottsdale, which, crazy, because I did just buy a home at the end of 2021 here in Dallas. I do have a in-person personal training business here in Dallas. I have really established myself in social groups at a church with friends, like with business owners. I have so many connections here that I've made over the last few years in Dallas, and I've worked really hard to make Dallas feel like home. So when I started feeling this heart tug, which started maybe like 3 months ago, I remember laying on the couch and all of a sudden, I don't even know what it was. I just like felt this like, what if I lived in Arizona? So context here, guys, is that my whole family lives in Scottsdale. My sister, my brother-in-law, so her husband, my mom, dad, like my grandparents, my aunt, like everybody, right? And that has been a place that my grandparents used to have like a winter home, in. And so always like for Thanksgiving or Christmas, we'd always go there, and it's always been a special place to me. But over the last, 10 years or so, my family's all like migrated, and that's where they reside. So it's not a completely random location, just so you know, my whole family's there. However, I've never really felt called to be really physically close to family. I've never really been like a homesick type of person. You guys know me, like I love traveling. I love being on the go. Being in the military meant that I didn't get to choose where I lived. And then I pulled Dallas out of a hat and decided to live there. So like I have just lived everywhere except for near my family, physically near my family. And I've never really felt like called to be very close to them. I've always been like, oh, plane right away is fine. And not because I'm not close with them, but just because I just didn't feel like I needed to be. Again, I've never really been like a homesick type of like home body vibe. I've always, been somewhat okay with traveling and being up and about and corresponding over the phone, FaceTime, text, whatever. So anyway, about 3 months ago, I started having this thought. This thought just like popped in my head. I was like, what if I lived in Arizona? And I listened to it and I actually brought it up with Flo and I was like, you know what? Maybe long term, that's where we're meant to be. And that's what I was thinking at first. It was very long term. It was very like, maybe down the road, that's where we're going to end up when we, are married, we have kids, like maybe Scottsdale's it for us in 5 years. Okay. So that's what I was thinking a few months ago. Then recently, I had, let's see, I'm trying to think like where all these little things started. My bodybuilding coaches. So they are out of Scottsdale. So that's a little thing. And randomly she made the comment like, oh my God, it'd be so great if you lived here. And I was like, well, I didn't say anything. I wasn't like planning anything either. I was just like, oh, well, and then with my family, there was recently kind of like a family emergency, health emergency with one of my really close family members that took us to Scottsdale. So after my show in Vegas, we diverted our flight to come home. We, instead of coming back home to Dallas, we went to Scottsdale. And like immediately upon landing, I was like, I need to be here. I need to live here. This needs to be my home. I don't know why. And it doesn't make any sense. And like, I don't even know how. I don't know like why, like nothing about it made sense to me other than I knew my family was there, right? But I just felt this like overwhelming feeling of like, this needs to be my home. And then, so after that happened, things just kept falling into my lap. Like the gym I train out of, self-made, I connected with someone on social media who's a trainer, and I didn't even know they have a location in Scottsdale. So I train out of the Dallas location, they're out of the Scottsdale location. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know self-made had a gym in Scottsdale. Okay. And then with my coaches, my coach like randomly messaged me and was like, again, oh my God, like I wish you guys were closer. We just, after spending time with them in Vegas, they were like, oh my God, you are just like, you and Flo are such the vibe of people we want to cultivate relationships with and be around. You're so like-minded, like all these things. They were like, we wish you lived in Scottsdale. So there was that. And then with the health incident that was happening in my family, I was just like, wow, I missing these big moments, doesn't feel right, coming and then leaving when my whole family is there to stay. And then things started coming up, like talks, and this was not connected to like, oh, if you move to Scottsdale, then this. It was like random questions being asked of me of like, oh, would you ever sell your home or would you rent, And one of my realtor friends asking me, what my game plan was with my townhome here in Dallas. And like things like that, that I was just like, oh my God, like the universe, something, I am meant to move. with my sober journey, I've really felt displaced in Dallas, if I'm being honest. And this is me just putting it all out there for you guys. I've felt a little displaced. I felt like the reason I moved to Dallas and the person I was when I moved to Dallas no longer is who I am or is the purpose I need out of a home city. I know that you can find any group of people, any vibe, any... I know you can find anything you're looking for in any place. Like, I don't think, like, I need to move locations to find a certain group of people, or that I'm not under any, like, illusion that, oh, moving cities is going to, like, change everything. But I definitely moved to Dallas in my party girl phase, and I was just trying to find myself. I was just trying to figure myself out post-breakup, getting out of an engagement. I was trying to find my independence, my confidence. I was trying to learn how to make friends again as an adult. Like, I was trying to do all these things, and that was the purpose almost for Dallas. I knew that Dallas wasn't my forever city. I just thought it was going to be more like 5 to 10 years, not 2 to 3 years. And so anyway, recently, you know, that's been on my heart as well, of like just feeling like I've outgrown the purpose that Dallas has served for me in my life, and maybe the time is just up. And because I'm really open with my heart tugs and with the feelings that come up and, you know, what's going on within me, I think I'm able to recognize that and be really honest with myself and be like, you know what, it did serve its purpose, but maybe that purpose is done. And I'm in it. I'm definitely in a new season of me being in a stable, secure, loving, healthy relationship with someone that shares my mindset and my drive for life and my ultimate vision of what I want my life to look like and how I want to show up. Like, it changes the context of like my surroundings, right? And so I think when I moved to Dallas, I needed people that were in that similar mindset then, and now that I'm not in that mindset, it feels a little isolating. And again, in this sober journey, I've been very open to new relationships, new friendships, new people in my life, new circles, new hobbies, new things, you know, experimenting. This whole idea I share a lot about on Instagram and social media, but, you know, ultimately I'm like, the thought keeps coming over me, like, would it be beneficial to just have a new start as this new version of me instead of trying to redefine who I've been, to just simply be like, I am Annie. This is who I am. I'm so confident in who I'm becoming and that it is a lasting version of me. I feel like in the past, I've definitely been maneuvering through transformational versions of myself, like versions that are ever evolving. And I know that this version of who I am now is definitely going to continue to evolve, but it's going to evolve on the same track. It's not going to switch tracks. And so that's why I'm kind of having these thoughts of like, you know, maybe setting roots feels right now. And I've always said, you know, Scottsdale feels like the place for that to happen. I just didn't expect to have these heart tugs right now. So anyway, those are a lot of the things that I'm feeling on the side of moving to Scottsdale sooner rather than later. On the opposite side, guys, I am having a lot of fear. I'm having a lot of like, you know, moments of like, is this right? Am I escaping something? Am I, you know, trying to, am I, you know, leaning into an old version of myself that would just like hop around, you know? So I am having these thoughts, these hard conversations with myself, these uncomfy, like, you know, moments of, hey Annie, like, slow your roll. But I'm open-minded to both sides of things. And I think that's really important when you are kind of like considering a heart tug. So I wanted to share with you guys some things, and just, these are more general. So I've kind of explained my specific situation and kind of like what's going on, but I wanted to just like share with you guys the general gist of what you might feel when you are feeling a heart tug, so you can better recognize it when it's coming up for you. And I've kind of outlined these. So the first thing is reoccurring thoughts that revolve around the same thing, right? So this is me, like, you know, with my Scottsdale move. This would be like conversations about Scottsdale. This would be like seeing a Scottsdale bumper sticker. This would be like someone meeting someone new and they say, oh, I'm from Scottsdale, you know? things that keep coming up and like keep having you think about that thing. And you're like, gosh, why do I keep thinking about that thing? You know, it really is like, if you guys are, you know, aware of like manifestation and like, you know, what you're thinking about is what comes about. This is what I talked about earlier when I said like your thoughts create your reality. It's so true. If you're focused on something, if you're actually open to receiving these heart tugs, you're gonna find repetitive thoughts, recurring like themes coming up. And if you're really feeling a heart tug, if that's a heart tug, it's gonna keep coming up, okay? The second thing is things falling into your lap that align with this thought, okay? So this is kind of what I was talking about like finding out that there's a self-made in Scottsdale. This is like, even though it was a negative thing, one of my really close family members going through this health crisis, pulling me physically to divert my flight to be in Scottsdale, you know, my coaches telling me, oh my God, I wish you lived in Scottsdale. Okay. So things just kept falling into my lap that were pulling me in that direction. The third thing to be aware of is coincidences. Okay. So this would be like, you know, and this didn't happen, but if someone came up to me and were like, hey, would you ever consider renting out your townhome? I would love to do that. And I don't know if that's like weird to ask, you know, that would be a huge coincidence and a huge flag for me, not a red flag, honestly, a green flag for me to be like, damn, the universe really be kicking me out of Dallas and into Scottsdale, because that's a coincidence, you know? And we kind of term these and we put those in a box of coincidences. I'm doing air quotes right now. In reality, I think that is the universe giving us a green flag go, you know? And only when you're open to receiving those will you be conscious and aware of those. Because otherwise, you might, if you're closed off to your heart tugs, closed off to your intuition, those coincidences are just going to be like, well, damn, that was a fucking weird question to ask. No, dude, I live here. No, I don't want to rent out my townhome. You know, see how that closed off response sounds so different than if you are open to the heart tugs? Because then if you're open to the heart tugs, you're taking into consideration the reoccurring thoughts, the things falling into your lap, those feelings that you're having, and those coincidences don't actually feel like coincidences at all. Like I said, they feel like green flags, okay? The fourth thing that might happen when you're experiencing a heart tug is excitement followed directly by excuses. Okay. This is what I'm going through right now. So when I think about Scottsdale, I get so excited. Like I seriously, like just even right now, like almost goosebumps level excitement. And just like, I start just getting happy. And then comes, oh my God, okay, this is going to be a lot of work. Okay, I have to sell my place. I have to list my place. I have to clean my place to take pictures of the place in order to list the place. Okay, I need to tell, you know, self-made that I need to stop training there. That sounds like a lot of work. I have to tell my clients that I'm moving. I have to find a place in Scottsdale, you know, and your brain starts coming up with all this logic and reasoning of why that excitement shouldn't be celebrated. And this often happens because we are so trained to lean on logic and reason and not on that excitement and those heart tugs, because those oftentimes don't have logic and reason attached to them, right? It's just that. It's excitement and a heart tug and feelings that we can't quite explain. But guys, that is exactly why we have to lean into them. They're inexplicable, but they are guiding us in some sort of direction, okay? Number five of things that you'll feel when a heart tug is present. Number five is fear of sharing with others because you don't want that excitement feeling to be ripped away or torn down, or like you don't want an idea to be torn down, okay? This is so accurate, and how I'm feeling this right now is I'm like scared of telling friends or telling my clients, telling the owner of my gym. I'm scared because I don't, it's like having that conversation. It's like, first off, you have to explain yourself, which we just talked about how logic and reason and none of that, a lot of it doesn't make sense when you're just simply following heart tug, right? But more so, it's like, I'm a little nervous to tell people who are going to then come at me with, wait, didn't you just move here like 2 years ago? Didn't you just buy a house? Didn't you just do this? Or isn't it going to be hard to do this? And wait, why would you do that? And oh, so you don't like Dallas? You know, all of these conversations that might feel a little uncomfortable and might have that excitement being torn away from you. You know, with each one of those comments, it's like chipping away at that excitement, you know? And so if you're feeling a heart tug to start a business and at the same time, you're excited about it, you are kind of trying to reason and logic your way out of it, there's probably that fear of talking about it as well, because you don't want someone to be like, oh, but did you think about this? And oh, well, you're not good at this, so how would you do this? And you don't want someone to tear you down because you want to hold on to this feeling of excitement. You want to hold on to this heart tug for all it's worth because it feels damn good. But I promise you guys, holding on to a feeling of a heart tug and not following it is not as good as the feeling of feeling a heart tug and following it and seeing where it takes you. Okay, so I know that fear might be present. I know that it's scary to verbalize feelings and heart tugs and intuition, especially when you can't explain it. But in doing so, first off, you're going to level up your self-confidence because you're going to have the conversation of, yeah, I'm starting this business. And I understand that you might not support it. And I understand that you might actually resent it. And I understand that you might actually make fun of me for it. But I am doing it anyway. And you know what, guys? There is something to be said about doing something because you feel like it's right and you don't know what's going to happen when you follow it, but you're going to do it anyway. Guys, I promise it's going to grow your self-confidence regardless of the outcome, especially when you position your thoughts to be positive. Like we talked about before, position your mindset to see the potential growth, to see the evolution in situations like this, right? And the last thing I wanted to touch on, number six, things that'll be present when a heart tug is present, daydreaming and planning it out in your head. Okay, this is so common. So for me, how this is resonating is when I think of Scottsdale, I'm literally like, I sit and I daydream a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, like to be able to like text my sister and be like, hey, do you wanna like go sit out by the pool? Or like, you know, to just pop over to my mom's and be like, hey, let's have dinner together, you know, or to just text my coach and be like, oh my God, like, hey, let's get a workout in together. Or to have it be middle of the winter and not have to deal with the snow freezes that Dallas have been experiencing, you know? So I'm starting to play out like what that would look like. And I literally like can see it in my head of like, you know, Flo and I in this new house in the desert, because that's Arizona, right? We have a pool in our backyard, like wake up. It's like a one story house because most houses in Arizona are like that. And I can literally see it, and I sit and I daydream about it and I play it out in my head and I kind of like, you know, form this reality that is yet to happen, but it gets me so excited about it, right? And if it wasn't a heart tug, I don't think stuff like that would happen, right? We wouldn't sit and spend our time and energy creating this daydream, this, you know, vision, if you will, if it wasn't a heart tug. And like the whole point of this episode is all about, you got to follow the heart tugs. So those are six things that will probably, I probably missed some things too, but that's just like off the top of my heart, off the top of my head, as I'm feeling this, like this is the reason I pushed this episode to today is because like I'm recording this, this is Sunday. You guys will hear this tomorrow. I feel this so strongly. And I just wanted to share that with you because I don't think that there's ever been, you know, a heart tug that I'm feeling so strongly in the moment that I've kind of walked you guys fully through. And I want you to I want to just be transparent in what that looks like, because there are fears that go with it. There is excitement that goes with it. There is logic and reasoning trying to talk me out of it. There's so many things that go into heart tugs and how they play out in our life that I kind of just wanted to walk you guys through what that looks like. If you are not connected to these heart tugs, start from the beginning like I did. Start with those daily things. Build that confidence. Prove to yourself that you end up in a safe place, okay? I promise you, working on your relationship with your intuition and with your heart tugs is a relationship so worthwhile. And it's going to take you places you have no idea. Like, I think about all the heart tugs that I followed in my life and where it's led me, and it's just freaking wild crazy. Starting from going to the Air Force Academy when I could have gone to the Ohio State on a full ride gymnastics scholarship. I had no like real reason to be like, I'm not even into being in the military, but I'm going to go to the Air Force Academy, right? Where that led me, guys, that heart tug led me to 8 knee surgeries, led me to heartbreak, led me to almost being kicked out of school, led me to the military and a career path that I ultimately resented. But in all of that, it also led me to be in a place that if I weren't in this low place that I was in, that honestly, if you look at the steps, it started with deciding go to the Air Force Academy and then commissioning and, you know, all these different things. But if I weren't in a low place, I would never have started my own business. I would never have found the internal motivation to create something for myself so I could live a life of purpose and where I control my day, I control my time, I was financially free, I had time freedom. I would never have even known like that desire within myself if I hadn't been in a place where all of that was like taken away from me. You know what I mean? So that initial heart tug of going to the Air Force Academy, while seemingly had a, you know, negative effects in the moment. This is what I talked about, where like those heart tugs can lead to in the moment negative things, but you have to be open-minded to the bigger picture here. Because guys, if I didn't go to the Air Force Academy, I wouldn't have met, you know, people in my life that were transformational in getting me to where I'm at now. Wow. Oh my God. That is just so true. I just had like a huge epiphany there. And continued on. So like, since then, that was when I was 17, right, that I followed that heart tug. And I didn't even know to call it a heart tug at the time. And even explaining to some friends and to my coach who wanted me to go to Ohio State on a gymnastics scholarship, because that was a way more prestigious gymnastics school than the Air Force Academy, explaining to him why I was going to go to the Air Force Academy instead. It didn't make sense, you know, to a lot of people. But deep down, I was like, I don't know. This be right. This be right though, okay? So anyway, I wanted to share this with you guys. I wanted to give you a little bit more perspective on heart tugs and go a little bit more in depth. So I hope you relate with this message. I hope you resonate with it. I hope you start to open your heart and your mind to the heart tugs, because they're there. You just got to rekindle that relationship with them. You got to start answering the calls from them, okay? Whoo! Wow, I love this episode. Let me know if you guys love this episode too. Post it on your story, tag me on social media, and DM me, you know, all the things. I would absolutely love to hear from you. So that's all I have today for you guys. I hope you have a beautiful Monday. Go follow the heart tugs today, okay? Please, please, please. All right. Love you lots. Bye, guys. Oh my goodness, I wanted to throw in a little conclusion here in case you guys were curious or wondering. I wanted to share like what it looks like to follow these heart tugs, because that is the part that ultimately matters. And feeling them is definitely step one, but following them is obviously step two, and it's the scary part, the action part. So for me, what that looks like is I decided I'm doing it. I'm following this heart tug. It is strong enough that it's been on my heart, and the strength of this heart tug, like I can't even explain it. It just, I know I need to follow it. I know for some reason I need to be in Scottsdale, and my time in Dallas is, it has been beautiful, has been growth oriented, has been hard, has been lonely, has been the opposite of lonely. But it feels right to be looking forward to a new location that is just sitting so heavily on my heart. So I texted my realtor. I asked what it would look like to list my townhome. I so far have scheduled a photographer to come take listing photos. And I'm already looking at homes for rent in Scottsdale, in the location that I know would be ideal. Having some very deep and serious conversations with Flo and, you know, feeling out how it feels for him. I'm just beyond grateful that he is honestly on the same page as me. We are, oh, just so excited about this kind of next step for both of us. And wow, to have a partner that is supportive and flexible and spontaneous, but also grounded, you know? So we're looking at locations and houses that would be suitable for this next chapter for us. Looking at what that might look like and like very realistically, right? Like what I did when I moved to Dallas was I rented for a year in an apartment and then ultimately bought, you know, my townhome. And so I think going about it in the same kind of manner is probably what's best for us. So looking at renting to start and with the potential of buying down the road. So already looking at some places, looking at returning back to Scottsdale to tour some, and we're really just full on sending with this heart tug. And it seems crazy, it seems sudden, it seems random, it seems like it makes no sense, but I think that's the point. And if you're listening to this right now and you're like, wow, like I wish I could do that, I wish I could just like uproot and go, I just want you to know that you can. If you want to, you can. You can make it happen. You can find a new job. You can find a new opportunity. You can find a new way to make income, to make it work if the financials are what's holding you back from something. You can take up an extra job for 6 months to make the money to be able to start the business. You can do it. If you want to, you will find a way. I think that is a whole other podcast episode I want to do, but I truly believe that the like one of the most defining characteristics of a successful person is the ability and the drive to figure it out no matter what. Not wait around for it to make sense, not wait around for someone to create the opportunity for you, not wait around for someone to send you a personalized invite, not wait around for someone to show you exactly how. I think there is so much in life we learn by just figuring it out, relying on nobody, and just doing the do. So if anything, I hope this episode has just inspired you to listen to those heart tugs, be open-minded to listening to them, even when they feel crazy, even when they feel unattainable. Start with the small ones and you'll build the confidence and the trust in yourself to follow the big ones down the road. But this is a big heart tug that I'm following, and you know, different than previous heart tugs, this one does involve, you know, someone else. And I think it's beautiful that I trust myself enough to do this. And not only that, Flo trusts me enough to do this and to lean into this with me and to know like, hey, if you got this feeling, like, let's make it happen. And so I want to inspire you guys. I want to, you know, resonate so deeply with you that you feel empowered to follow those crazy heart tugs as well. Maybe not right now, you know, start small, start building that trust within yourself. But I want you to know that your life is limitless and your life is what you create. It's the action you lean into. It's the decisions you make. It's the moves you take. Okay? It's your life. Remember that. And you have those heart tugs for a dang reason. So that is it. That was a little conclusion piece I wanted to add after that original part that I recorded. But I wanted to just update you guys, let you know that is the direction I'm moving. If you're listening to this episode, like I said at the beginning, you're kind of getting a little early inside scoop. I'm not really going to be sharing this. Flo and I were saying, like, wouldn't it be funny if we just Irish exited Dallas? we're known for that. But I'm not really sharing this publicly. Just kind of wanted to let you guys in on a real-time heart tug, how it feels for me, and how I'm following it. So that is all I have for you guys today, I promise. And again, reach out to me if this inspired you. Reach out to me if this resonated with you for some reason. I would love to chat with you. I'd love to connect with you. Okay, now for real. Have a great day. That is all I've got for you today, friends. If this resonated with you or someone you know might enjoy it, go ahead and share it on social media or within your own circle. And if you want to be extra amazing, take a second to rate and review this podcast on whatever platform you're listening from. It would mean the world to me. Anyway, I can't wait to get uncomfy with you next time. But until then, please go out and get uncomfy without me. You got this.